Do you want to go down to a 40-hour week without losing revenue? If you're ready to let go of all the extra hours, the stress, the overwhelm, and the clients who hijack your time, consider my signature program, Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind. In it, we'll get your accounting practice under control. We'll fix your pricing problems. I'll show you ways to price so you stop giving away the farm so you bring in more revenue for the work you're already doing. I'll help you disengage the clients who are good people, but are holding your business back and slowing you down. I'll help you package up your services and design them so they're easy for your clients to understand and choose from, while helping you simplify and standardize what you sell. And we'll focus on making your messaging more interesting and compelling, so you attract more of the kinds of clients you want to work with and break out of the hodgepodge of referrals trap. We get your prices up. We get your workload down. We standardize, we simplify, we streamline. And we do this at a pace that feels doable, where you feel confident in every choice you make. Prices up, workload down. Registration is open now. We start Tuesday, May 7th. Come with us. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to find out more. Welcome to the Smart Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help you work less and make more. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today we are talking about apps and extensions that save you time. This episode is coming about for a few reasons. One of them is that a recent episode I did, How to Spend Way Less Time on Email Every Day, it's back in the 120s, shot right to the top of my downloads chart. It occurred to me that you may enjoy finding more ways to save you time because you work a lot of hours. Another one is that recently I was watching somebody monkey around in Excel, and it was a little bit painful that they either weren't aware of or didn't know how to use a bunch of keyboard shortcuts that could have made things go a lot faster. And sometimes we just miss, you know, learning by exposure to our friends, watching them do things and picking up things along the way. So I thought, there could be more people like this who have just missed out on things just because sometimes the boat goes by and you don't even see it. And that actually happened to me a few years ago when I was working with my coach at the time. And she told me about this Chrome extension called Video Speed Controller, which I'll talk about in a minute. And she showed it to me and I was like, oh my God, where have you been all my life, Video Speed Controller? And I asked her, I said, how long has this thing been around? And she's like, oh, like a couple years. And I just went, oh God. All the videos that I watched on 1x speed that were so painful to sit through. And, you know, the reality is that sometimes we miss extensions and plugins. We just don't know they exist. And we're missing out on being able to do things a lot faster. So all those things culminate in today's episode, 5 apps to speed up your day. First one is Text Expander. This one is a text expander that works in a bunch of places on a bunch of different platforms across a bunch of different apps, and basically allows you to custom create your own text snippets, phrases, and all kinds of things, links to URLs and links to Google Sheets and web pages and whatever that you can create keyboard shortcuts for. I use it on my phone for short things. I use it on my desktop for long things. I especially use it for forms that I fill in, name, address, billing address, shipping address, zip code, expiration date, CVV, but I also use it for stuff like onboarding emails. I use it to gather testimonials when somebody says something nice about me. I use it for specific Google Doc pages that I use all the time. Like, for example, in my case, my podcast checklist, I type in .gc podcast and it populates like bam. My podcast checklist opens up. I don't have to go hunting for it. The way that you can use this is to think about all the emails that you send that basically say the same thing. How could you get those emails cleaned up, systematized, and turn them into a template? Like your onboard email and your onboard process, how to get logged into your portal, your engagement letter, payment details, reminders, confirmations, all those things that can be turned into templates that you can stick into Text Expander, or there are a couple others that I'll mention in a second, that you have a couple keystrokes for and bam, emails populated, off it goes. Text Expander works on Android, it works on Mac, it's $40 a year or something like $4 or $5 a month if you want the monthly version. If you're on a Mac, there's another one that's called ATEX that some people like but I hear it has limitations in certain instances. I'm not going to get into the details, but you can check it out. The general reviews are it's not as functional as Text Expander, but I think it's free is the differentiator. You could also try, if you just want to do email, the Chrome extension called Georgias, G-O-R-G-I-A-S, which is for emails only, but it has a little bit of a simpler and cleaner interface. I used to use it. I really like it because you can do email subject, body content, and attachment all in one place. But I happened to be using Georgias and Text Expander simultaneously, and my brain got too confused. It was overloaded. And then one day, Georgias wiped all of my Text Expanders. So that was the end of our relationship for us, and I just carried on with Text Expander. The app is available for smartphones on both Android and iPhone. And it doesn't always work seamlessly, but as a hack, you can just go into the app itself, copy paste the text, and then copy paste and then paste it into whatever email you're wanting to send if you're on the road. So there's definitely a workaround. The other workaround, if you're on an iPhone, is to simply use the keyboard shortcuts that you find inside your control panel and start shortcutting all the stuff that you type in again and again and again, and start saving time, but also the mental energy of having to figure out, wait, what do I say? How do I say this? What do I write? You can stop doing that with any of the Text Expanders, and the links to these will be in the show notes. Number two is what I mentioned at the top, video speed controller. So I told you the little story of a few years ago. My coach was, I was working with her and she told me about it and it just blew my doors off. I was like, stop the bus. She was telling me something super important. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What did you just do? How did you speed up the video? So this one is a Chrome extension. It appears that there is one for Firefox 2 for you Mozilla fans. Basically, what happens is that anytime you're watching a video in your browser, you can speed it up, slow it down, speed ahead, rewind, all with keyboard shortcuts. I tested it on CPA Academy, and you can speed up watching your CPEs, cut your time in half. So if you want to watch it 2x, now you can get your 40 hours down to 20 and go take a long weekend with your extra time. You're welcome. All right, number three, a screen resizer. If you find it to be a complete nuisance to manage the size of your windows, that it requires precision control of your mouse or trackpad for clicking, dragging, pushing, pulling your windows to the size and the position that you want, and still you can't get them sized exactly right, so you've got windows scattered all over the screen, there are a couple of great solutions for you. The one that I use is called MaxSnap, but it's only available on Mac. It is $5. There's a free trial. I also tried SizeUp, but it didn't split into thirds, and I have a ultra-wide screen, and I like three windows wide. So SizeUp didn't work for me, but if you have a less wide screen and you just want to split in two or do quarters, it might work for you. Check it out. But it's also only available for Mac, and I realize a lot of you are PC users. You can also try Divi, which is available for Windows. It's $14. There is a free trial. So the TLDR here is if you're on a PC, your best option is Divi. If you're on a Mac, you can try Divi, MaxSnap, or SizeUp. All right, number four is an email tracker. Oh my goodness gracious. Boy, did I love this when I found it. This was actually recommended to me by Marcy Rader, who was my guest on the episode I mentioned at the top about how to spend way less time on email every day. She told me about a Chrome extension called Streak, and there's another one called Hunter. So Streak, I love, but it's a little bit like having a one-ton pickup when all you need is a Subaru Outback. Nonetheless, it is still great. I use it because it saves me having to guess when to follow up with people, try them on Messenger, or when to go old school and just pick up the phone. I can scan through my list of sent emails, and I can see who hasn't opened, and if it's been a few days, I can either choose to be patient or I can follow up accordingly. Now, admittedly, with Streak, there was something of a learning curve of like 45 minutes to get plugged in and up to speed and kind of figure out how to use it. But I can assure you that it has been worth it because I no longer worry about, did that person get my email or not? Should I resend? Should I email them again or should I wait? Maybe they didn't open it. I don't want to bug them. I don't do that mental loop anymore. I just look. If they haven't opened it after a couple of days, I'm like, maybe I should follow up with them. So the other one you can try is called Hunter. It's also a Chrome extension. The advantage of Hunter is that it is much lighter to plug in and get up to speed. What I don't like as much about it is that in your list of sent emails, you've got a mouse over each email to kind of pop up the little green check with a circle around it to see who in fact has opened your sent mail or if it's unopened. So you can't just do a quick scan down the whole list the way that you can with Streak. So Streak's going to cost you a bit more time up front getting up to speed, but a Hunter is going to be a faster learning curve, but it's going to be slower once you start using it. So you decide. Last one is Loom. Loom, I love Loom, records a video of your screen, your window, or your browser, and then it generates a URL of the video that you can email to somebody so they can watch whatever the video is. Or you don't have to email it, you can store it if you're using it for training for your staff. So this is handy for, like I said, internal trainings, but a more powerful use is one that a few of my clients are doing, which is rather than use a meeting to go over reports and then have your client, you know, you kind of spend 45 minutes or 15 or 20, whatever, inside the reports, and then your clients are trying to understand everything, and it's not until they get back to their office or at home later at night that later they come up with questions and they have to follow up with you. Loom allows you to flip that on its head. What you can do is record a video of your commentary on their monthly reports, send them the link, which they can watch on 2x, or repeat it if they get stuck, and then use the meeting itself for questions, rather than using the meeting to go over the report. Try it and see if you think it's a better use of everybody's time. So, summary, all of these will be in the show notes. Get a text expander with text expander. Speed up your videos with Video Speed Controller. Resize your windows with Divi or Max Snap or Size Up. Know when your emails haven't been opened so you know when to follow up using Streak or Hunter's Mail Tracker. And use Loom to record your screen, videos, or browser or applications and flip the meeting script on its head. Better meetings in less time. Are you tired of feeling guilty about scrimping on time with your family, but can't seem to get your clients and all their demands off your back? The next time you feel broken about having to choose between Saturday soccer and sewing up a bunch of Schedule C's, stop what you're doing and head over to shethinksbigcoaching.com to subscribe to my daily drip of business strategy for CPAs. You'll get one easily digestible tip a day on how to position your business, how to price your services, and how to sell outcomes, so that you can be more profitable, get your time back, and get off the tax hamster wheel for once and for all. That URL again is shethinksbigcoaching.com. All right, that's it from me. Have a great week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Registration is open now, but it won't be for long. Go to GeraldineCarter.com now to enroll today.